if you would, first of all, tell me what you do and the name of the cooperative here.
I'm Earl Wagner, CEO of Hensel District Cooperative. We're a regional co-op in Ontario, and we're in a diversified agricultural business.
Yes, and we just got a wonderful presentation. I noticed that corn makes up a big part of the business that you have. Can you just describe how that fits into the mix of the business you have?
We focus on grain elevators. We are into food-grade edible beans and also food-grade soybeans, but corn is always in the rotation. Soybeans are always there, and so is wheat. Mm-hmm. So farmers like to grow corn. Our area is relatively well-suited for corn, and it's a large, with the yield increases we've had the last number of years, it's an increasing part of our business.
How would you describe how things look for this year's crop for you?
Well, I'll start with last year first, but last year we had a record crop and we got a bit spoiled with 200 bushel plus crops, and that's unusual for us. This year I think that we'll be likely looking more at around 150 bushel average versus 170 or 75 last year. So not quite as good, but going back 10 years we'd have been talking about 120.
Mm-hmm. In this globalized market we have, how would you describe your outlook on the business? Your corn business.
I think the corn business is quite dependent. The pricing of corn is quite dependent on oil, as on a global basis. So if oil stays at a relatively high price, then I think corn will have a good chance at staying in at a reasonable level for growers. And I think because now I believe it's over around 50% or more is going for ethanol, which is a good thing.
Yeah. And bringing that up, last question here, because I know we got to move along, somebody asked if you were kind of in the renewable fuels business. You did mention selling some property to somebody who was hoping to build a plant.
Yes, we sold property to an ethanol, potential ethanol producer about 5 years ago, and they were going to build a 200 million liter plant. But in 2008, when the global economy got ravaged, they put it on hold, and at this stage they have not built.
So do you have any plans to get more into that arena yourself?
The cost of getting into the ethanol is out of our league right now. Financially, it's likely to be over $100 million still, and our company is not suited for that.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for having us out here. Earl Wagner with Hensel District Cooperative.